Now, if you're an early riser, or perhaps just someone who doesn't mind sacrificing a little sleep or an extraordinary view of the night sky, there's a very good reason to set the alarm for Thursday morning. Here on CRKC, Ireland's only radio station to feature a dedicated astronomy slot, we're joined once again by David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, to tell us what's happening in the skies over the coming days. And there's one event in particular that David is very excited about, a spectacular lunar eclipse in the early hours of Thursday morning. We'll also look ahead to Saturn beating the Moon on Sunday night and the annual Starbecue in the Wicklow Mountains. David, it's great to have you, as always, on the show.
Thank you very much, and I need to start with an apology. When I wrote my notes this morning, I said Thursday, and it should actually be Friday morning.
Friday morning,
so
then.
I'll have
okay.
To stop writing them at dawn, I'm afraid.
Okay, so it's Friday morning, folks. Is the lunar eclipse? Okay, let's
it's
start
in the magazine. We say Friday in the magazine, and the magazine is correct.
Okay,
I wrote that during daylight hour, so that's okay.
So let's start with the big event, the lunar eclipse on this Friday morning. For anyone listening, what exactly are we going to see, and why is this one getting out of bed for?
Yeah, this is popularly known as a blood moon. And in my opinion, a lunar eclipse like this is more spectacular than the partial solar eclipse we had on August 12th that the world went mad for. Because the partial solar eclipse, the sun is in the sky, a moon moves in front of it, it's really a black disk moving over a white disk. But with the lunar eclipse, there's all kinds of colours to be seen. You don't need a pair of eclipse glasses. It's completely safe to watch it from start to finish. And this is an almost total eclipse of the moon, 96% of it. And unlike with the sun, that will change things dramatically because the moonlight, full moon, will light up the landscape. It's a sturgeon moon, we normally call the August moon. And when 96% is covered, it will go very dark in the morning. Although that said, it's happening just before the sun rises, so it'll get a bit dark, and then it'll get bright anyway because of the sun.
Now, the eclipse begins at around 3:30 a.m. with the moon gradually moving into the Earth's shadow, and we're expecting the greatest part of the eclipse at about 5:15 a.m. What should people be looking for as the eclipse develops, David?
Yeah, well, I would tell people to try and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Although the first bite is taken out the moon at about 3:34 a.m. It starts to dim on the right-hand edge before that as the Earth's shadow approaches it. Sorry, it's the left-hand edge. I'm getting my directions mixed up again. But you'll notice the edge that is dim, whether you're left-handed or right-handed or not. And the moon will then be highest in the sky, and it will be a very dark sky. So although the eclipse is only beginning, this will be best for those two reasons. Now, as the hour wears by until about 4:30, when most of the moon will be in the Earth's shadow, it's going to start thinking about dawn breaking. You'll certainly see a brightness on the other side of the sky where the sun is about to come up. But it won't yet be bright. You'll be able to see all the stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. You'll have a very deep lunar eclipse at that stage. But the moon will have gone down a bit. So I don't think people should leave until 5:15 when we have greatest eclipse, because the moon will be quite low in the southwest from Ireland at that time. So I'll certainly be watching from 3 a.m. And I'd suggest people, you know, try to view from 4 a.m. onwards. I mean, if you absolutely have to, the 5 a.m. to 5:15 is something you should be looking out for. And remember, if there are any clouds around, well, you only need a few seconds to see this eclipse, then you can say you've seen it. And that could happen earlier and not later, so you might miss it if you don't watch the whole thing.
And just
this is a lunar eclipse, almost total, so it's well worth setting the alarm clock and losing some sleep over once in your life.
And don't panic as well if you see clouds, because clouds can move within a matter of seconds, and the next thing you could get a glimpse of it. So don't be worrying about that either.
A story from the partial eclipse on August 12th happened down in Kerry, where they had, unfortunately, the worst skies, deepest eclipse, but the worst skies. And they actually got a break. We'll have a lovely photograph in from Clear Island, just off the coast of Kerry, West Cork, in that area, the southwest of the country, when the clouds broke almost miraculously and they saw the eclipse. They got some great pictures of it. Not for very long. The southeast was much better. It was clear from start to finish. But it just goes to show what the Irish weather is like.
Now, at its greatest, David, you say the full moon could be around 100,000 times fainter than normal and take on that famous coppery red appearance. What exactly is causing the moon to turn that extraordinary colour?
Well, yeah, I mean, all this, by the way, is in Astronomy Island magazine. Now, if you don't get the magazine, or the instant you sign up for it, you'll be emailed the lunar eclipse article. So if you forget any of this, you can still get it all, and the diagrams and everything else. But the I remember once watching a total eclipse of the moon when it was very high in the sky. So the whole thing happened in a pitch black sky. There wasn't sunrise coming like we'll have on Friday. And you could see the landscape. We were up in the Wicklow Mountains, actually. You could see the landscape around you quite well in full moonlight, because a lunar eclipse always has to happen on the night of a full moon, the brightest it gets. But when the eclipse was in full swing and there was just this 100,000 times dimmer blood-red orb in the sky, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, literally. And that just goes to show how dramatic the eclipse is. You know, 100,000 of the light will be around. Now, we've got a little bit of a 4% sliver of the moon, but it's very deep into the eclipse, unlike when it happens on the with a partial solar eclipse, when the bright bit of the sun that's left is still just as bright as every other part of the sun. This doesn't happen in a lunar eclipse. It's almost, even the sliver that's left out is almost totally covered and not reflecting sunlight. So it will get noticeably dark. And it's not just the blood red colours. You'll see this with the naked eye. But if you've got a pair of binoculars, you can start to look for subtle colours. I've seen blues in the past. And you ask, what's causing all this? Well, the moon would go completely black and we shouldn't be able to see it at all, because the Earth's getting in the way and blocking the sunlight falling onto the moon. But because we've got an atmosphere, just as when the sun goes down, we can still see the horizon in bright twilight from our sunset. Well, all the Earth's sunsets and sunrises that are going off at the instant of that eclipse are filtering light into the Earth's shadow. If you were standing on the moon looking at the Earth, you wouldn't just see a big black orb in the middle of it like you did the total eclipse of the sun. If people were in Spain earlier this month, you'd actually see a big halo with all these colours of the sunsets around the Earth. And some parts of the Earth might be cloudy and they wouldn't be contributing much light. Other areas could be clear. There can be aerosols in the atmosphere and all kinds of things causing all kinds of colour effects. We never really know what a total lunar eclipse is going to look like until we actually see.
And David, this eclipse is happening quite low in the southwest western sky, as you said, with sunrise approaching as the moon is leaving the Earth's shadow. Where should people position themselves, and what's your advice for someone hoping to get the best possible view?
Yeah, well, if you remember where you were for the eclipse of the sun on August 12th, well, that was a bit more to the right. Wherever that was, you need to have a bit to the left, a hand span or two at arm's length to the left. So if you had any buildings or mountains in that area, you're going to need to find a different location. But other than that, try and find somewhere. If you don't know where the southwest is, most phones have a compass on them. And if you still don't know, well, you can remember the sun will set, roughly speaking, in the west over the next few days. And it'll be to the left of that. So that's the area you need to make sure is clear for you to watch it going right the way down to the horizon.
And, David, then if someone has binoculars, and you mentioned already, or even just a smartphone, can they do anything to enhance the experience?
Yeah, we definitely want people to send us in all their photographs of this lunar eclipse. Smartphones are great. They're good at recording colours. They'll get an even better view than the partial eclipse of the sun. And, of course, you don't need eclipse glasses. Mm-hmm. So just zoom in as much as you can with your smartphone. Hold it as steady as you can, because it's happening in low light level conditions at night. You should get this blood moon effect. You might even get some of the other colours showing up as well. So you don't need expensive equipment. Most people have already got a lunar eclipse camera in their pocket. So we'd encourage them to use it. And as with the eclipse of the sun, send in your photographs to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Go to the website astronomy.ie, open the contact section. It'll show you where to email your pictures. We're already packed out of the September issue with eclipse photographs for this historic, very deep partial solar eclipse. But we want to fill the next one with lunar eclipse pictures as well.
Okay, and then people looking through binoculars, David, will they see anything anything worth seeing that you can't see with the naked eye when they look at it through binoculars?
Well, you always get 100 times better view than binoculars. Just like every household in Ireland should have a copy of Astronomy Ireland magazine on your coffee table for visitors to come in and ogle at, find out what's happening in the sky as well, of course, then you should have a pair of binoculars too. A good pair of 10x50s these days can cost as little as 30 quid, and they'll last a lifetime if you don't drop them. They can be used for all kinds of daytime viewing as well. But you get something interesting happening in the sky. You get this nearly 100 times better view for that price. This is why everybody should have both the magazine and the binoculars. You're an ultimate astronomer then, until you go spending thousands on telescopes. You don't need any more equipment than that. And the colours, I've seen total lunar eclipses before. The colours, you know, you see these blues and greys and reds and oranges. Sometimes it's a coppery red colour. Sometimes it's blood red. And it'll change from every 5 or 10 minutes or so as the moon moves deeper into the Earth's shadow.
Now, let's move on to Sunday night, because Saturn will appear very close to the moon. How easy will it be for people to spot, and will they actually be looking at when they see the bright star below the moon?
Yeah, I was out last night looking at Saturn. The moon itself was actually low down and quite pretty in the constellation Sagittarius. And there was Saturn just sitting there to the left of the moon, way to the left of the moon. But the moon's going to creep closer to it night by night. And on Sunday night, they'll be very close together. So if you look at the moon on Sunday night, the star, in quotes, just below the moon, less than a fist, half a fist width at arm's length. That's how close it'll be. That's the planet Saturn. And the moon will move on over the next few nights next week. But Saturn will stay where it is for weeks. So if you know where it is from your house on Sunday night, you'll be able to track. It looks like a bright star. The word planet means wandering star. Ancient astronomers didn't know what was going on. They thought there were gods. But they didn't stay in the same place relative to the stars year after year. And Saturn slowly moves. But it's going to be near the moon on Sunday night. And if you want to know where Saturn is, then that's your chance to have the moon as a signpost. And you'll be able to photograph that as well with your smartphone. Again, have a close-up look with your binoculars. So Saturn is the best planet to see in evening skies for the next few weeks. Venus is there as well, but it's very, very low down. I don't think anyone's going to see it. And the other planets, you have to wait till after 2 a.m. to see them.
And of course, if you have a telescope and you're only using it for maybe the first couple of times, this is going to be a chance to see the rings of Saturn as well, isn't it?
Yeah, even a small telescope, once it magnifies more than about 50 times, will start to show that Saturn is not a dot like the rest of the stars. It begins to grow ears, the first early astronomers thought. And now we know, of course, it's a plane of rings orbiting Saturn. And a good quality telescope will show detail within the rings, some of the moons as well. So if you've got a telescope, great. If you don't have a telescope, well, we're setting up giant telescopes in less than 2 weeks now to show you Saturn in extreme close-up.
And that brings us nicely to the Starbecue on Saturday, September the 5th, in the Wicklow Mountains. Saturn is going to be on one of the headline attractions. But what else can people expect to see through those powerful telescopes that you're going to have set up?
Yeah, whenever we show anything in the sky to people, Saturn always draws the biggest ooh and ah you've ever seen. Because there's the rings live. There's nothing like it. But there are wonders of the universe, like galaxies, star clusters, gas clouds, double stars. And we can show those to people in telescopes that collect thousands of times more light than your eye. So even very few, less than 1 in 10 of Astronomy Island members have a telescope like this. So this is the general public's chance to come along, watch Astronomy Island. It's a fundraiser event for us. Look through the giant telescopes, ooh and ah, Saturn. We'll have a giant laser there to point out the stars, so we'll teach you the constellation as well. We can even point out a few very faint things that you can just barely see with your eyes. But if you bring your binoculars, you'll be amazed at what you can see with your binoculars. There's a professionally catered barbecue there as well, trade stands and some brilliant talks this year.
Okay, time for two short questions because we're running out of time. One of the big attractions at the Starbecue this year, David, is photographer Anthony Lynch, who captured a total eclipse from Spain. And Ireland won't see another total solar eclipse until 2090. Why is the total solar eclipse so dramatically different from the partial eclipse we've experienced here?
You know, it's difficult to put numbers on it, but a total eclipse is definitely tens of times better than the partial one we saw earlier this month. Probably hundreds of times, maybe even thousands of times better. It's a totally different kettle of fish. Day turns to night. The sun is a big black hole in the sky with a halo around it. Anthony was very lucky to get clear skies from Spain. We waited to see which Irish astronomer would actually get clear sky in Spain in case they had clouds before we could confirm who our keynote speaker was going to be. He's got video, incredible photographs, and he's a brilliant speaker.
Now, finally and briefly, the special edition of the magazine is out. Where can people get that, and where can they get more information about the Starbucks?
Yeah, it'll be printed this week and be on newsstands next week. Hopefully members will have it in the post by Friday. Go to astronomy.ie, sign up for the magazine now. You'll be the first to get it. And if you sent in pictures and you want a souvenir, make sure you get a copy of this one. And anyone who saw the eclipse, that's everybody in Ireland, should have a copy of Astronomy on magazine this month. So astronomy.ie, order it now, book your Starbucks tickets, and stay in touch.
David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. As always, it's fascinating to hear what's happening over our heads. And just a reminder to listeners, if you're interested in seeing the lunar eclipse, set the alarm for early hours of Friday morning. David's advice is to start watching from around 3:30 a.m. and certainly to be looking by 4 a.m. with the eclipse reaching its greatest point at approximately 5:15. And on Sunday night, look for Saturn close to the moon. And if you get the chance to see it through a telescope, take it. David, once again, thanks for joining us on crkc.ie.
My pleasure.
Okay.